Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama highlights Ukraine in speech backing freedom seekers. Afghan Taliban releases video showing U.S. soldier handover. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says the world must stand with those who seek freedom, as he drew parallels between reforms taking place in Ukraine and the elections in Poland 25 years ago, marking the start of the end of communism. Speaking Wednesday at a Freedom Day event in Warsaw, President Obama hailed Poland's first partially free election back in 1989, calling it a landslide victory for freedom. Before the ceremony, Mr. Obama met with Ukrainian President-elect Petro Poroshenko in Warsaw and announced $5 million in non-lethal aid to help Ukraine's military forces in their effort to battle pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine.
The Ukrainian people made it a wise selection and somebody who has the ability to lead them through this difficult period. And the United States is absolutely committed to standing behind the Ukrainian people and their aspirations, not just in the coming days and weeks, but in the coming years.
President Obama said the international community must support efforts to negotiate with Russia and ensure Russia does not finance, arm, or support separatists in Ukraine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is denying any plans to annex or destabilize southeastern Ukraine. Speaking in France Wednesday, Mr. Putin said there are no Russian military units or military instructors in the area. He also said Ukraine's government must establish a dialogue with its own people, and not with weapons, tanks, planes, but with the help of a negotiating process. The Afghan Taliban have released a video showing the handover of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. soldier who was freed Saturday as part of a prisoner exchange. The 17-minute video, made public on Wednesday, shows Sergeant Bergdahl clean-shaven, including his head. He is dressed in a white traditional Afghan robe. Sergeant Bergdahl is handed over to several men who arrive in a U.S. military-style helicopter. A Defense Department spokesman says officials are reviewing the video but have no reason to doubt its authenticity. The Taliban freed Sergeant Bergdahl last Saturday after 5 years of captivity in exchange for five Afghan detainees who were held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The circumstances of Sergeant Bergdahl's capture remain unclear. Tens of thousands of people turned out in Hong Kong for a vigil marking the 25th anniversary of the bloody crackdown on protests in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The situation was much quieter in Beijing Wednesday, and security was tight on Tiananmen Square. Beijing allows no public discussion of the 1989 massacre, in which soldiers killed hundreds, if not thousands, of unarmed protesters. An international court is giving Beijing more time to defend its territorial claims in the South China Sea. But China is refusing to participate in the arbitration case brought by the Philippines to clarify their territorial claims. Simone Orendine explains.
The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague says Beijing has until December 15th to submit arguments to the arbitral panel handling the Philippines case against China. But in a statement, the court said it received a note verbale from China stating it does not accept the arbitration initiated by the Philippines. The court also said China made clear the diplomatic response does not mean it is accepting nor participating in the proceedings. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesman Charles Jose says the department is imploring China to reconsider its decision not to take part. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Bashar al-Assad, no surprise, won a landslide victory in the Syrian presidential election with almost 89% of the vote. He secures a third 7-year term while fighting a bloody civil war against rebels seeking his ouster. The voter turnout was 73%. This election was held in government-controlled areas only. The United Nations humanitarian chief made an urgent appeal for $60 million over the next 3 months to address critical food, nutrition, and health care needs in Somalia. Valerie Amos told UN Security Council members Wednesday Somalia is at risk of a severe food crisis and that 50,000 children under the age of 5 could die from malnutrition if funding is not received quickly. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.